It's 90.3 KEXP, and I'm John Richards. This is The Morning Show, and Sarah Cahoon is here live. You ready, Sarah?
Yes.
It's all yours.
All right. Coat's all wrong, she lays untied. I chased her half a mile down on the roadside. Well, I know you've tried to make me understand that I treat you less than kind. The dog's on the couch by the fireplace. The candle's burning down where you let it lay. Well, I know you've tried to make me understand that I treat you less than kind. I rest my head on the collar of your favorite shirt. It's enough to make everything else go.
Sarah Cahoon live here on The Morning Show. You guys sound great this morning.
Thank you.
Quite a band you have here, Sarah.
I know. I'm very lucky to be playing with these guys. That's for sure.
Definitely some familiar faces, too. So good to have you in the studios and in the new studios this morning.
Sounds so good in this room.
We love this room. It's really nice. Come together. So thank you. I'm sure everyone in this room has probably played a benefit at some point for this home or the station. So thank you, guys.
It's worth it.
All right. You ready for another one?
Yes.
Turn 20.
Sarah Cahoon live here on The Morning Show. Ladybug the Song, a beautiful tribute to your cousin.
Thank you.
And we talked about that at the Death in Music event. Sarah was nice enough to play our show and talked about your cousin's passing.
Yeah.
And that song, both a tribute to your cousin and it shines a light on domestic violence.
Right.
Singing about all the signs that you see. When you sat down to write that song, was it purposeful? Was it, I'm going to write a song of my cousin? Was it?
Yeah, like I definitely was. I didn't know if it was going to like make the record or whatever, but it just felt like something I needed to do just in general, just for myself. And then I didn't even think, I thought it might be a little bit too much for a record.
Right.
Because it is pretty intense, but I just ended up really loving the way it turned out and just felt like it is something I had to put on there. So.
Well, it's a beautiful tribute, and I'm sure your family and her family are aware of the song. And
yes,
and
of course. I definitely ran it through them. You know, I just wanted to make sure that was going to be okay if like, you know, this is coming to light, obviously, and they're going to get asked questions. And they were like very warm and very excited about it. And I think there's just been so much nastiness with it that this is something beautiful to tribute her. So. I think they appreciated that.
It was brave to not just put that song out, but the performance and the talk you gave at the Death in Music event was something special. So thank you.
Thanks for having me there.
The album is called From Where I Started, and I feel like I should ask the obvious question about your starting in music and where you lived. And you lived in Colorado.
Yep.
For years, Littleton?
Yeah.
And you moved out here when?
98.
What brought you up here to Seattle?
I actually worked at a skateboard shop.
Yeah.
And they wanted to open a store out here, and they asked me to come open it and manage it. So I moved a month later, and I was like, yes. So that's what really got me out here, but I was really excited about music here, too.
Right.
So that's really what got me out here. But
so once you were out here, what was when did you start playing? I know you played with Curses Weird, but
yeah.
there must have been something before that,
I
too.
Started actually on open mics. I just would go down to OK Hotel and whatever that place is on 15th. I'm Hot Fine. So I would go play those open mics and force myself to play in front of people because it was still such a struggle to be doing that. Being a drummer and then coming out front, I forced myself to like get in front of people and do it. But it took me a long time. And then I got in Curses Weird playing drums. And
you started, was that your first instrument? Was
yes,
drums?
Yes.
What brought you to drums?
I don't know. I was always obsessed with them as a kid. Definitely a very natural. It's like my instrument, really. Yeah. And I forced my mom to like buy me, actually I didn't force her, but I was like, Mom, please buy me a drum set. And I set it up and I could play. So it was just this weird thing that it's just very natural. Like I think I played Tone Loc, Wild Thing or something, which I thought was really cool at 11.
Well, that's a good mom, willing to go out there and get drums.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a good parent.
And, I mean, drums are kind of annoying, you know, to have to hear all the time, so.
No offense to the drummer in the room either.
My sisters understand.
Yeah.
So you were up here, you were in Curses Weird for a while. You played with members of Band of Horses, and then you appeared on that record that we just played, actually, before you're in studio. And then the solo debut. That came out,
2006?
Yeah.
I mean, that was amazing. I mean, because of you, I feel like you're the one that played it.
How did I get that? Did you send it off?
I actually sent a 2-song demo.
Yeah.
To the like local show.
Mm-hmm. And I think Audio Oasis,
your name.
I was hosting that.
Yeah. So, and I didn't even have my record ready at that point. I mean, almost recorded, but.
Yeah.
And then you played it and I was like, holy moly. And then you just kept playing, you guys kept playing it, and I wasn't even ready. I don't know if you remember that.
But, I do.
And then, anyways, you did the best.
And so. I said, get ready. People need to hear your music. Then you put out a record on Sub Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And fast forward to the Space Needle.
Yeah.
So we go up to the top of the Space Needle for Sub Pop's party, and you end up being the first live act to play on top of the Space Needle.
Yeah.
That was weird. That was a weird day.
That was weird. That was amazing, though.
Wasn't it?
I just remember, like, I thought it was going to be in, like, kind of the more, like, restaurant area or something. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, no, we, like, climbed a ladder to get...
Like we're in a submarine. Off. Like, you had to go up the...
Yeah. But once you got up there, it wasn't too bad, actually.
No.
You know? Thankfully, it wasn't windy. But...
It was still scary.
It was scary.
So you moved to Seattle because you're going to open a skateboard shop.
Yeah.
You drum in Chris's Weird and drum with Band of Horses a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then put out an album on Sub Pop. And then end up on top of the Space Needle.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good Seattle story.
I know. It's pretty, I feel very fortunate, that's for sure.
So where are you now with the record and with just all the things that come with the record? Where are you current? I mean, you're in the studio right now. You're in the KXP portion, but where are you with touring and everything else that comes along with the new album?
Well, I have a tour leaving April 14th, out meeting up with Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Oh, great.
And then doing a few dates with Sunvolt and... But that's kind of all the touring I have right now. And then, I don't know, just slowly trying to get out there as much as I can.
Can we talk about your guitar player over here, Jay?
Yeah.
Is he on the clock right now, KEXP?
Yeah. Well,
does this count towards your work, buddy?
No, I do what I normally do. I clock in, and then I leave for a few hours to go have breakfast and take another nap. Then I come back.
Go play with your dog.
Go play with my dog. Yeah.
You're definitely on the clock. It's nice to have. We should have a KXP employee in all the bands.
I agree.
Here. We have enough musicians here, I think. But sounding great today, man.
Cheers.
It's always nice to have you in here. We heard from a bunch of listeners, too, who are tuned in. We had Shannon actually said that she was wearing her Sarah Cahoon shirt today.
Cute.
And her subconsciousness has been waiting for this performance from Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow.
And then we had another one. Brian in Scotland wrote in and said, looking forward to hearing Sarah live. Just got the signed pre-order vinyl.
Whoa.
Of Where I Started.
Wow, thank you.
It was delivered yesterday, and he says it's splendid. And then said, please tell Sarah to add Glasgow, Scotland into your tour.
Okay.
So I promised I would send that along.
That's sweet.
You know you'll always have one big fan there.
I like it.
Waiting for you. So we have a couple more songs you're going to play from the record.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to hear them.
Okay.
Sarah Cahoon, live here on The Morning Show.
Quick tune.
Yeah, no worries.
I should be tuning and talking, but...
Well, we could talk about all the other places. We were talking off the mic where we were. Sarah's performed 7 a.m., Cupcake Royale.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was early.
I remember that one. Jay, I think it was Jay and I. man. But
I think that's
what you
all.
Do.
Dexter and Denny, Death and Music out there, Cupcake Royale, Top of the Space Needle, and now here. So
yeah.
We've come full circle.
We have.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Some flowers, we'll scatter seeds out in the morning time. I wanna be your honeybee and make you honey, but it's not really up to me. Sidewalk, I'll take you everywhere. We'll travel around this world a million times. I wanna be your one and you one and only, but it's not really up to me. I wanna give you everything a girl could ever give and tell you everything I ever did. I wanna be your lover like no other, but it's not really up to me. Sleep outside and watch all the stars above me circle around this world a million times. I want to sleep outside and watch all the stars above me circle around this world with you. I want to give you everything a girl could ever give lover like no other, but it's not really up to me. It's not really up to me. It's not really up to me.
Sarah Cahoon, live here on The Morning Show. Up to Me, the name of the song, the new album From Where I Started, and it's out now. And Sarah and the band going to be playing at the Tractor on Saturday.
Saturday. Yes, sir.
You got one more for us?
We do.
Big thank you to your band as well for getting up so early.
Yes.
Sounding great.
Jeff Fielder.
Good to see Jeff, as always. Good
Robert
to see you, Jeff.
Mitchell.
Piano sounds. How's that piano sound?
I love it.
Isn't that great?
It sounds so good.
Yeah.
Alex Guy, Jason Gardong, Jonas Haskins, Aaron O'Neill. And they rock. Okay. Well, we're going to get a little funky for a minute.
All right.
And since I met you, sitting on your own in your denim hat, oh, honey, I knew it. Ever since I saw you sitting, twisting your reins on nervous fingers like you do. Oh, you know why I'm coming. Down the line, I've got the time. If you got the time, yeah. Yesterday I walked around and I ended up at the Redwood Bar, hoping I'd find you. But all I got is that you went to California, California.
So good. Sarah Cahoon, live here on The Morning Show. Great work today, Sarah and everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The new album, From Where I Started. I love all your albums, but this may be your best to date. It's so good. So
thank
congratulations.
You, John. That means a lot.
Well, you should be really proud of it. The songwriting, the music, everything is just really fantastic. So good work.
Thank you very much.
Sarah, I've said this before, but Sarah's one of my favorite people, musicians or otherwise. So.
Oh, geez. That means a lot. You're one of my favorite people, so...
It works. Thank you. Go to the show on Saturday and support Sarah and the band. And when you get out there and tour as well, make sure you let us know so we can warn everybody you're coming. Sarah Cahoon, again, the brand new album From Where I Started. A big thank you to everybody here who listens and supports KXP and allows these sessions to happen, and all the crew who worked on it today. This is 90.3 KEXP Seattle.